Welcome to the Notre Dame Seminary Podcast. We are an apostolic community dedicated to forming Roman Catholic priests for the new evangelization.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the end of the earth to the end of the sky. Learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branches become tender and sprouts leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that he is near, at the gates. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Recently, here in the Archdiocese of New Orleans, there were at several locations over a series of nights, two speakers who were going about primarily giving talks about the end times. And I heard from several people who were in attendance at some of these talks that they were packed with hundreds of people at some of the locations. One of the speakers in particular caused quite a stir with people because he was actually giving dates of some of the events that he said were going to be happening. In fact, he said a number of these catastrophic events would take place before the year 2017. Now, I have to admit that my first reaction as people were telling me about this was simply to dismiss them. After all, Jesus clearly says in today's gospel, "But of that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father." So how could this supposed prophet know something that is only known within the Godhead itself? But then I began to ask myself some other questions. Even if I thought I had enough reason to be able to dismiss these supposed prophetic messages, the fact remained that hundreds of faithful Catholics were drawn to go hear these two people speak. Why? What is the attraction in that message? You know, if a parish priest says, "All right, this evening, folks, we're going to be having a talk on the Eucharist, or we're going to be having a talk on the sacrament of penance," you'd be lucky if you get 50 or 100 people to show up. But if the priest instead says, "This evening, I have a prophet coming, and he's going to tell you all about the end times," it's going to be jammed-packed. Hundreds of people are going to come out. But why is that? Again, what is the attraction? And more likely, there's multiple answers to this question. But as I prayed about it, what I thought is maybe the answer, or at least the primary reason why people are drawn to hear such speakers, is because deep down inside, they're afraid. And really, can we blame people for being afraid? Look at the world that we live in. The terrorist attacks that just took place in Paris. The school shootings that happen now seemingly on a monthly basis. And these are just two realities that we face in our current day. The evil and the violence that we see in the world make it a very scary place. And then we take Jesus' words in the gospel today. His words are scary. He begins today's gospel, "In those days after that tribulation." Now, to understand what he's talking about with this tribulation, we have to turn back a few verses in the Gospel of Mark. And this is how Jesus describes that tribulation in verses 19 and 20. For in those days there will be suffering such as has not been from the beginning of creation. And if the Lord had not cut short those days, no one would be saved. That's a scary message to hear. And does it get better as that passage goes on? No. What does he say today in the gospel? He says, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Brothers and sisters, that's scary stuff. We'd have to be crazy not to acknowledge that. And so it doesn't surprise me at all that faithful Catholics are drawn by the hundreds to listen to people who call themselves prophets and who say, we're going to be talking about the end times. Because this message is so scary, because the unknown is so scary for us as humans, we want whatever information we can get about it so that perhaps in some way we can prepare for this tribulation. It's a way of us dealing with that anxiety that it causes within our hearts. And I think this is so important for us as priests, for us as future priests, to be aware of. Because we are called to be shepherds of people's souls. It's not enough for us simply to dismiss them and say, don't worry about that. Just look at what Scripture says. Don't worry about what all of these modern-day prophets are telling you. Don't be afraid. You've got nothing to worry about. Because maybe they are actually reading those words of Scripture, and maybe their hearts are disturbed in some way. So I think what we actually have to do is we have to address this underlying fear that people have in their hearts. And how do we do that? I think the only real answer as a beginning is to call people to a deeper trust in Jesus. That is the only response to the evil in our world. That is the only response to this fear that people have in their hearts. And this doesn't mean that we as a world ignore practical solutions to dealing with current problems like ISIS, like violence in schools. No, something needs to be done to confront those evils. But our role as a church is to acknowledge and to address this fear that people have in their hearts. We as priests, we as future priests in particular, have to be sympathetic to people's fears. Imagine, for instance, if you were a parent with children raising them in this world, you'd have that same fear in your heart as well. And so after we acknowledge this fear, then we seek to call people through the truths of our faith to a deeper trust in God. Another question, however, that arises in the minds of good, faithful Catholics is, how do we prepare for this tribulation? Jesus says to be alert, to be aware, be prepared, be on your guard. All of these phrases he uses throughout the Gospels. And many of these prophetic figures that go about giving talks, in addition to speaking about the need for a deeper faith in Christ, will also talk about some practical things. They'll say, well, maybe you should be storing up some food. Maybe you should be in some way arming yourself so you can be able to defend yourself, to be able to defend your family. Are those ways of preparing inherently wrong? This is also what people want to know. And you're free to disagree with me here, but I say no. I don't think those things are inherently wrong. We don't have to pit being physically prepared against being spiritually prepared. It doesn't have to be an either-or scenario, but I think we can look at it as a both-and scenario. After all, maybe it's prudent to prepare physically in light of the reality of the violent world that we live in. And that's not even to say anything of this image of the tribulation that Jesus paints for us. But as a church, our role is first and foremost to call people to a more profound spiritual preparation. And here, I use the words of St. Augustine that we had in our office of readings this morning. And we have to realize Augustine himself is writing in his own time of catastrophe. The world, as people knew it, was essentially falling apart. Western civilization, as they had experienced it, is falling apart. And so people in Augustine's day were thinking, this is the end of the world. And they're looking for an answer. They're asking these same questions that people ask today. And what does Augustine say? He who is without anxiety waits without fear until his Lord comes. For what sort of love of Christ is it to fear his coming? That's a question to ask ourselves and to pose to people who come to us with this fear. Do you fear the Lord's coming? Indeed, what we must preach, what we must foster, is a profound love for Jesus. It's only such love for Jesus that then creates in our hearts a longing for him, a longing for his coming. And it's in that longing that we're able to find some respite from our anxiety, that instead of trying to run from his coming, we actually pray for it. We look forward to that day. Our focus shifts away from the tribulation, and instead it shifted to the Lord. And so this, my brothers and sisters, is what I believe we can and must do personally. This is what we can help to lead others to help people to remove their gaze from the fear and instead to fix their gaze upon Christ and to call them to that deeper and more profound trust in his providence.
You have been listening to the Notre Dame Seminary Podcast. Notre Dame is a Roman Catholic seminary and graduate school of theology located in New Orleans, Louisiana. For more information, log on to www.nds.edu.